I spend time every week with Lori. She's my friend. And I learn from her perspective, and we talk about things, and I always see them in a new way. And so I'm very excited that Lori is sharing her brilliance with us, and that we will have this opportunity to see anew the subject of gratitude. Please welcome Reverend Dr. Lori Bolster.
Whoa. Okay, anybody that knows how to treat friends, now's a good time. Thank you. This week has also been a challenge for me, you know, because gratitude is something that people know about. We all know about thank you and please and gratitude. And so what on earth can I say that's to hear in this group that's worth saying? It's been a process to come up with something. And as Connie and I were talking, she mentioned that y'all like stories. And I have a story. I started out knowing about gratitude when I was really little. Same as I think most of us probably learned that we were supposed to say please and thank you. So that's the roots of gratitude for me. Was it was a good idea to say thank you. If somebody was nice to you, or somebody gave you something, or something happened good, you could say thank you. That was just what you did in the culture I grew up in. And there was times when I learned that I could do some bargaining if I got myself into a real bind. Later on, as I had a notion of God, it could be, you know, help me get out of this. And I promise I will never, and please, and thank you. And there was tremendous gratitude if that kind of thing worked out. And whatever the jam was, if I could get out of it and work a deal with God, and if things worked out, and then I knew gratitude, and I could say thank you to God, because somebody got me out of that, and it wasn't me, because I got myself into it, but I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. And so thank you was an expression of release, of relief, of, you know, yes, somebody's got this under control. And I understood the great appreciation for that, too. I very much appreciated when things would work out. And as I got a little older, I learned about appreciation. That more subtle sense of gratitude. Just enjoying, like we've all been talking about the day. Just an appreciation for the rain. Yeah, that's what I appreciate about. It can be appreciate about you, appreciate about situation, appreciate about the fall, appreciate about the spring. Just this contented happiness. I just appreciate it. You were talking about coming from the South, and Robert E. Lee had a quote about appreciation and thank you. They say that he mentioned that the post office gets all kinds of letters around Christmas time for people writing letters to Santa Claus, saying what it is they'd like to have. But he says there weren't very many letters of thank you after Christmas. I just thought it was odd that was a quote from Robert E. Lee. Somehow in government, he was tied into the post office and acknowledging all of the letters to Santa Claus expressing desire. But then the circle didn't come back around. There weren't letters expressing thank you or gratitude. Anyway, as I went along through my life, my life didn't always go very smoothly, and I had lots of things going on and lots of strong feelings. And at some point I learned that some of these strong feelings that I had could be enhanced by a particular magic beverage. This magic beverage, you could buy them in bottles large and small, and they could come strong or lesser strong, and I like the strong ones. And My dad, the first time I was going to go to a party where this magic beverage was going to be served, tried very hard to instruct me about how to behave in such an environment. He was worried about me. It was a caste party in high school, and he knew what kind of family this was, where the caste party was being held, and so he told me that what I should do is take some of this magic beverage and pour it in a glass, get a big tall glass, pour in about this much, put in a bunch of ice cubes and fill it up with water. And I realized pretty quickly that he got the size of the glass right. And so I discovered that I really liked bourbon. And this much probably wasn't going to do it, but the size of the glass was good, and I didn't know why anybody would put ice in there and water it down. And I learned this like that. And so I didn't do much of this wonderful beverage for a while, but later on, as I got out of the house and moved to Colorado to go to school and things like that, I discovered eventually that this magic beverage was really quite something. I learned that whatever was going on in my life, that could make it better. If I was wallowing in sadness and melancholy, that would really help. I mean, that would just... And I truly appreciated the expansiveness of what this could do for me. And if I was real charged up and angry about something, this stuff, hey, this is like jet fuel. And it made me strong and courageous and smart and witty and all the rest of it. And eventually it sort of ran out of usefulness by the time I was about 35. And one night, I am eternally grateful for this. This is all about a story of gratitude for me. I am eternally grateful because I tried to quit using this stuff off and on, which just wasn't good for me. And I knew that. I knew it wasn't, you know, I could be really stupid in a big way. And I figured that sooner or later, I was going to put myself in a situation where I wasn't going to be making the choices in my life if I wasn't careful. But in a quiet restaurant parking lot behind a building in Colorado Springs, in the dark, 9 o'clock at night, 9:30, had very little to drink, I just came to the realization that I need to stop this. And that was kind of I'd had that idea before. But for some reason that night, in that situation, it hit really hard. Not just that it needed to stop, and I needed to quit doing this, but this massive realization that this needs to stop now. I hadn't done anything outrageous that night. I had not been inappropriate, except that I had not wanted to do what I had done, and I continued drinking even though I didn't want to. And I had that idea, something that Ernest Holmes suggests we have that is very powerful, is we have a new idea. Not just that this needs to stop, but I had this new idea that this needs to stop now. This is done. This cannot continue. It's very quiet. I was not drunk, but I knew this needs to stop now. It is done. It is over. That's it. So I had this bright idea, a new idea, that came with a timeline, done, and with a lot of emotion behind it. It wasn't anger or over the top or nothing, just serious intensity. And that was a Tuesday night. Friday, I realized that I had not had a drink since then, had not thought of it. Batarian churches early on, and I learned how you're supposed to be. And I discovered at some point that I just didn't believe what was being said from the pulpit. But I learned in this program to acknowledge reality of what was going on around me and recognize that there was some power in the universe that might have something to do with my reality and that I might be able to make use of this power in the universe. And that I might be able to turn my life and my will over to getting a little bit of assistance from this power in this universe. And that put me on a whole different path in my life. And I learned some things about gratitude because somebody told me that if I could take instruction, my life could become very different. And they were right. And I took instruction for quite a while, for the first time in my life. And it was really a fascinating process, and I was grateful. And I learned about gratitude prayers. You do gratitude prayers, you do them at night. Thank you, God, for keeping, you know, my sobriety and for a great day, and then I'm not in jail and didn't hurt anybody that I know about. And do another one in the morning. Thank God for this day and this beautiful time, and this is going to be great. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to function. I eventually got a job that I didn't get fired from. It went away, but I did it. Up to that point, employment was an interesting concept. And I learned about gratitude lists. You can write all these lists about what it is you're grateful for. And I went along like that for a while. And I did some of this, and my life definitely got better. And I was one of those people, and for this I'm deeply grateful also, is that I didn't have to go cycle back through the muck. I'd been bottom feeding long enough, didn't need to do it anymore. And so I could continue like this, in the gratitude and in the knowing that I had a way of making my life improve. And it had a whole lot to do with that I've got a power that's greater than myself that I can tap into, even though I didn't know those words at that time. That's what it was. And this eventually all led me to somebody that I worked with who was a religious scientist, and presented religious science to me one day, gave me a few Science of Mind magazines. And I knew at that moment that if whenever I was ready for organized religion again, which I had known for a long time by then, like probably 20 years, that there was no place for me in organized religion. But I realized listening to her that when I was ready, interesting, when I am ready, so I recognized that this state of readiness, and it wasn't mine yet, but when I was ready, religious science was there, that church was there. And a few years later, I asked her if she would take me with her. And I learned about gratitude. And I learned about that you can express your gratitude. And I learned about gratitude prayers, and I learned about gratitude lists. And here we are. I mean, there's a reason. This process really does lead very nicely into religious science and new thought in general. It worked for me. It was a smooth transition. I walked in and discovered that there were a couple things in religious science and in new thought that I thought, really? But it didn't take terribly much effort for me to get there. I understood. And earlier, before I ever got there, I actually got myself involved in some counseling because my life was a little bumpy before stopping with the magic beverage. And I talked to a counselor, and she told me actually two things. I asked her at the end of our introductory session what she thought my issue was that was going on in my life that I needed counseling about. And she said, well, sounds like accountability. I asked her, so how long do you figure this is going to take? She said, at the rate you're going, a long, long time. And in the next session, she said that our outcomes are a demonstration of our intentions. Now you have to remember, I was still drinking at this point. And so it's like, somehow though, I managed to grab those words and I held on to them. I didn't know what they meant. I didn't even understand them at the moment. The outcomes are different. That's a lot of big words. But I'm so grateful, again, that I managed to remember them long enough to get home to try to figure out, I had to write them down, figure out what on earth, our outcomes are a demonstration of our intentions. And I finally actually figured out what they meant. And I am eternally grateful for the next new thought that I had, which was that I chose to believe it. What if I don't know that that's true, but if I chose to behave like that were true, then what? And my outcomes are a demonstration of my intentions. I chose to accept that into my life as a belief. As if this were true. And it was a while later, quite a while later, before I found religious science and realized, oh my goodness, there we go. Here's the spiritual base that hooks. Oh my goodness. I am so, I'm eternally grateful that I found that counselor who said those words to me. And many years later, she and I were both in practitioner study together. And then we were on the board of a church together, a religious science church in Colorado Springs. And we were friends, which her clinical practice did not permit, except it had been long enough and the relationships had changed that she chose to do that. And so here we go again with more gratitude. And within religious science, I learned about spiritual mind treatment. And I learned that the Meister Eckhart quote about that if the only prayer you say in your whole life is thank you, that would suffice. I thought that was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just going to bypass all the rest of this stuff and just stay in gratitude. I'll just say thank you. I'll keep saying thank you. I'm good. All the rest of this, even as a practitioner, I transcend all the rest of these words. There's too many words. I'm just going to go to gratitude. And I can just say thank you. And that should suffice because he said so. And people inside religious science said so too. And so I thought that worked. And so I realized, as I started putting together this talk, that we have this fabulous teaching tool. And much of what I've been talking about is down here in the physical world, in condition. Whoop, this is happening. Thank you. Oh, this is happening. Thank you. Somebody gives me something. Thank you. Or situation changes, and I'm grateful for that. Now I'm gradually moving up this scale. I'm making some progress. There are things that I'm grateful for that are just based on feeling. I have a feeling of gratitude. I'm not just saying the words. I'm not just expressing because I'm supposed to, or because I have a feeling that I need to say thank you to somebody or to something, or express my gratitude somehow to somebody or something, or even myself. I'm so grateful that I managed to take this to heart. I'm so grateful that I believe that whatever divine intervention happened, divine inspiration, I don't know where it came from, I sure didn't deserve it. I'm so grateful I didn't get everything I deserved. that I'm making progress. Now gratitude has become a feeling. It's not just a list or something I say or a prayer. Now it's becoming a feeling. And I'm sure I felt it a long time before that at some point in certain circumstances. But now I recognize that, yeah, at that point in my evolution, my own spiritual development, now I'm recognizing a feeling. Gratitude is a feeling. And so we've moved from just recognition for people, and I've got a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. I don't know if I've ever heard that name said. He's a fellow that I have the impression, if I have my people right, he was executed during World War II for his beliefs. But he said, in ordinary life, we hardly ever realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. It's very easy to overestimate the importance of our own achievements in comparison with what we owe others. And so he's touching on recognizing what we have received from others, from situations, friends, from our own good decisions and choices, and we're moving into just what we receive. Who we are becoming, the choices we've made, and the flow that comes from those choices. And so I realize that as we acknowledge the reality of some of this, of these give and take, of this giving and receiving, we're tapping into love. We're tapping into law of circulation. And so if we choose to exercise and deliberately pay attention to the giving and the receiving, we start participating in that energy flow that now is starting to spiral. And that creates additional energy. There's a synthesizing going on, a synergizing happening. And so the shift in our life focuses to the positive because we choose to. I choose to pay attention to what's working in my life. I'm paying attention to, oh, thank you, the things where and the people where I get to say thank you. How often do things happen and we just don't even say thank you? We take it for granted. And so we start watching for opportunities to just, in the condition in the physical world, recognize, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's wonderful. That really enhances my life. And so we shift to the positive, and it starts to shift our way of being. It starts shifting our whole mind so that now we're living more in the positive. We're living more in the enrichment. And that's what comes back around because we're working within that law of circulation and we're working within love and gratitude as a way of being, and it's a feeling and it's a perspective on life, and it starts to feed itself because as we give it, other people, oh, and they come back around. And so we wind up activating the law of attraction because this is who I am now. Now I'm a positive being. Now I'm living in this. Now it's part of, it is who I am. This love and circulation of goodness and gratitude and activating an amazing creative force. And as we live there, we learn to expect that. That's the way my life is. Of course this would work out this way because that's the way my life is. And I know this about myself. And I know it about you. Each of you. I know it about anybody. We can, any of us, do this. And it starts with what we're calling gratitude. With the please and thank you. The acknowledgement. The feeding it. The thank you to my own self. The gratitude is a shifting into... Now, the definitions of gratitude say things like, you know, saying thank you and... an appreciation, things like that. And one of them that I saw said that it's a readiness too. Yeah, it's a state of readiness. Gratitude, thank you, start shifting into gratitude and readiness to be appreciative. Well, how do I sort out gratitude and appreciativeness and love? I don't know how you... pretty soon they're all started mushing together in there, and I don't know how you separate them out. And so we come into, what's your intention? How do you want to live? And as we start living in there, we start discovering what's really important, what really matters. I think part of my take on all of this is just, maybe part of it may be due to aging. You get to a point where people's bodies, the reality of walking around in a body, starts to catch up with folks. And the next generation now, it's not a couple, two or three generations ahead that's dying, it's the next one. It's people that are my age that's like, oh my goodness, had a heart attack and they're dead. Now how did somebody that age have that experience? And things just happen to people because they live long enough. If you die really young, then these things don't happen. But if you live long enough, there's an assortment of things that can happen. And some of them are really unpleasant. I'm out of time, according to this. But I have five more minutes.
You do.
Good. And so that was louder than I expected. And so I'm starting to notice and being grateful. And C.K. Chesterton... Well, here, we'll go to this other fellow. Felix Frankfurter, who's Supreme Court Justice, a while back said, gratitude is one of the least articulate of the emotions, especially when it's deep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you talk about gratitude? What am I really talking about? It's not thank you. It's not thank you anymore. That's something altogether different. And then Chesterton added, gratitude I really like this. Gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. I always knew that gratitude was hooked into happiness. Because when I'm being, if I'm really appreciating something, there's definitely happiness involved in this. I'm liking this. Mm-hmm. I would like some more of this, thank you. And I'm really grateful this happened. And it's not just about God's grace, because when we say, oh, but for the grace of God, go I, we're also simultaneously saying, oh, but for the grace of God, goes that person, experiencing whatever it was that I didn't. So I don't know that we're into God's, I don't know if I would go into that. But we're definitely in gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. Yeah. There is some, I'm liking this, I'm happy about this. This is a visceral experience and emotion. And I would like more of this. This is a good place to be in to love. And to live. Interesting error. Mm-hmm. And there's mystery in this. I don't know what this is, but I'm real happy to share it. And I realize that when we do spiritual mind treatment, we do a step saying, yep, that it's all God. It's all this creative force. I'm of this creative force that created me, and I'm living in it. I realize here are some truths about me as this creative force that I live in and what's true in my life. And in that realization, as I'm doing that realization, that feeling that says, oh yeah, there's my gratitude. That's that happiness doubled by wonder. It's happening in the realization part of my treatment. And when I say, so it is, that realization is, so it is, there's my release. There's my... And then I'm working in spirit working as me. And I like timelines that go left to right. So, once upon a time, and then what happened in the story, and then, oh my goodness, happiness doubled by wonder. Is that not just too cool?
That's yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
Very cool.
So, thank you.
Thank you.